This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient. Alba Ortiz, medical request 148954, date of birth 3/7/1953, referring physician Dr. Glenda Nieves. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure, Holstner polypectomy, biopsy, state of the procedure March 11, 2022, indications, fecal occupant test positive, possible diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, multiple polyps in the fundus of the stomach, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, next number, transverse colon polyp, paragraph, deformation. Second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECOM for the colonoscopy, complications non immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good. Preparation was fair, per paragraph. Upper procedure, as per colonoscopy, as per double template, per paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus. Appear normal, pure paragraph stomach. There's diffuse erythema in the antum body by taking right H. pylori, pure paragraph. There's multiple polyps in the body and fundus of the stomach. Biopsies were taken, pure paragraph. In the duodenum bulb, there is a small diminutive nodule, about 3 millimeters, erythematoscope biopsy taken, pure paragraph. Second portion of the duodenum appear normal, period. Paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anal rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, discarded diverticulosis present, pure paragraph, sensation appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, there's a small polyp about 5 millimeters, removed by snake, polypectomy, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Descending colon, cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinically, next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.